Red River Grain Company in Breckenridge, Minnesota is back at it, drying grain again Tuesday. General Manager Kelly Longton says it wasn't an easy thing to do on Monday. The problem? A lack of supply and pressure challenges for natural gas pipeline that fuels the grain dryers.
It stemmed from the main line, we think Viking main line that runs. They weren't running their compressors, keeping the pressure up. So the pressure got below a certain alarm level that they had to take and shut down dryers, which at this time of the year with the later harvest and all the commodities being wet, threw a real monkey wrench into all of the facilities that were on this gas line.
Longton says the same thing happened last year when colder temperatures hit early in the harvest season. But Longton says when it's 40 degrees outside, natural gas shouldn't be curtailed. Great Plains Natural Gas, a company that transports natural gas to customers in North Dakota and Minnesota, says the company is looking at different options to increase capacity in the Breckenridge and Wahpeton areas. They'll continue to determine economic feasibility of available options. Spokesperson Mark Hansen.
And we give them as much heads up as we can to know, here's what we're seeing, here's what we're getting for our supply.
It's hard to guarantee this won't happen again. Red River Grain is also getting a vaporizer rebuilt to use propane as a backup. In the short term, the warmer weather can help. Longton says the soybeans are finally fit to combine.
When it's 14, 14 and a half, 15, you can run it through the dryer really fast. By doing that, by the farmers hitting the field and having to spend the next 3 to 5 to 10 days doing soybeans to finish that up, we hope that that dries the corn down a little more too.
But the big unknown is the long term.
We're doing our best. I think at the end of the day, Great Plains is doing their best. Sometimes it's out of their control. It's the next supplier upstream of them. There still might be some bumps in the road as we try to get through this harvest.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.